Okay, where did we go yesterday?
You had the Tostes. Barun?
Yeah.
Barun Kelegafa?
Yeah.
Milashan Barun, Hayimedakri, Dahainu, Belogoral. So the Reese learned that it must be they didn't use a lottery. And Ma Breira Shayach Begoral, what are they choosing if you're using a Goral? Right, so the chalukah wasn't being done through Goral. Vayim Mefarish, the relearned. Shein Tzrichin Goral, Velo Shuvas Bezin. That this chalukah, the Yisodman, wasn't through a Goral, wasn't through Bezin estimating and making the figuring how much each thing is worth. Bechol chalukah, Tloy Bedaita. And I guess the apotropos, he had to decide in his mind whether these things were worth it, and they offset, and things like that. Moshe Yosin, Yisom Matzman, Imayi Gedolim. So Yisom Matzman, if they were Gedolim, how they would have to choose, they don't use Shumas based, and they personally decide whether these is a fair division. Vishay Kol Echad, Bor La'atzmo, Vizocha B'Shalom, each one, if they were Gedolim, they would choose for themselves, and the Bizocha, and then their own portion. V'chein Yindina, the good, Igud. And also vis-a-vis the halacha of forcing a division in a specific chafza, where you can tell him to compensate you, or he keeps and you compensate him. Naminir lari da'avik yisom atzman v'yichol nachlok shnei chafetzim avagafter v'ayu tzrichi lahai v'tzrichi lahai.
Yeah, why does he say shnei chafetzim?
Right, because good agud is even if it's one object that can't be division, right?
Right, even if it's one object that you can't divide, right. So we say that you have a right to do good or ugly.
Right, but he's bringing a case where it's like two objects which only have value when you have them both together. Isn't that that's his case? Is that a different case, Rabbi?
The Tavayu Tzrich Lahai.
V'shayach pei, good or ugud.
In other words, you have two chafetzim that need each other.
Right, so maybe they become like one entity and it becomes right. Like a din of good ugud. But not like, meaning you're not going to split them up. You're not going to split them up. Rather, you're going to say good ugud, you're not going to do regular.
Yeah, you're right. It will be the same thing as one object that's not capable of chalukah.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, fine. Shemidu chum eila apotrophin, shenaso eide bezin, kamo yisom atzmam, lachat loshim as bezin, and blogoro. Okay, so these apotrophin are the makom of the yisom, and they could do all the stuff, but as if the yisom were there, you don't need a girl, you don't need a shumas bezin. Just in their own svaras, what they deem is best, like achim gedolim. Shebor kol echad atzmo, v'hodin l'nindina de gudo agud, de mahan yechalukas apotrofa, v'gamri, v'lo yichol limchos kishyigdilo.
He talks an awful lot, huh?
Yeah.
And then the Rabbeinu Tam disagrees.
Rabbeinu Tam b'farish, da hainu dafka b'goro. No, you can't just use your own svaras. They're not the Yisomim, and they have to use goro. V'chi tri chusa lahatel gorolos v'gam tzar shumas beizdin.
V'chi tri chusa
lahatel gorolos. That's a video. V'chi tri chusa lahatel gorolos v'gam tzar shumas beizdin.
Is it too much tzircha to use a goro?
Oh, I understand. Meaning, why not just use that method?
Right.
The dafka bring right, and he's saying, why, like according to the why not do that?
Why not?
Right, it's true. The dafka bedavar de lo shayach be good or igud, that you're going to use what? You're going to use goral or shumas basin. And that you can do this. Uborin shayach shaper. So what's he saying? That you can't do good or ugud, that you wouldn't be able to use an apotropos for that? Because that's subject to this svar and you can't use this svar?
In other words, if it's good or ugly, you're going to have to use svar.
And then he agrees with the read that the apotropos would be the one to make that decision. Okay.
Because you can't use girl.
I understand. So you mean when you could use Gora Loshim as Beis Din, then of course use that. Why not do that? But if you have Goraga, then you have to use the Apotropos himself. But Borin, Shehashavar Begoro, Kedonim Yesham Shalosh Sadas, let's say you have a case of three fields. Sheyachloku Kol Achas L'Gimmo Chalakim, don't divide each field into three pieces, right? That doesn't make any sense. You have three Asomim. El Borin Kol Achas Levada, Shiyu L'Chol, L'Chol Echad, Chelek Echad, Levaz Achas. So each one has a whole field. It doesn't make sense to have three pieces of field disjoint from each other. And you know, if you have these divisions, you have to choose windows and ladders and all these questions. You have to be borer.
Yeah, the whole thing is, what's this big issue here?
Whether they're b'makom yisomim, or like they're limited, only when they absolutely have to?
Like according to the rule, you can't use the girl. Correct?
Because yisomim themselves wouldn't have used it when they could only want to use it?
Right.
Because each one they choose, that's how you divide each two, and chooses the stuff that they want. Right, but that makes sense because there they know they have personal preferences. So it makes sense you wouldn't use a Goral because that's going to be a random chance. Better if they each choose the pieces that they want, they're more likely to get what they want. You know what I mean? Like you want to give the girl the china and the boy the, you know, baseball cards. You don't want to deal the other way.
Okay, and what does Rav Eitan say?
It doesn't make any sense because that's because there's personal preferences and Achim Gedolim makes sense, but the Apotropos doesn't know the personal preference of the Yasom. So it's nonsensical to use.
I mean, the Goral is more fair since it's
Goral's so fair. Is more fair monetarily, I guess. I don't know. So you're not going to be subject to.
There's no bias.
Right, nobody's going to make any mistakes in terms of value. Why there's no personal preferences if you have a shliach doing it for them? It's nonsensical.
And then the re was molded to Rabbeinu Tam.
Yep.
Yeah, it's very hard to understand. What is the machlokus? He is going to say. The dust, yeah, first the re seems so adamant,
right,
that it must be without a girl. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then he switches. Yeah, just a
second. What does Rabbeinu Tam mean? The daf give a dover to Lashayach be good or all good?
You mean why can't you do it there too?
Yeah, what is the old happens in that case?
By good or good?
Yeah.
Apparently he holds there you'd use the apotropos timeless swords.
But then why can't he explain the lashon of Borin because of that case? Why does he have to come up with this three fields and why can't he just say that? Boring is because the case is a good Ovid when that happens.
You mean because of that one case?
Yeah, things that you have to, can't be done through Goral or Shumas Beis, and that's why his case is not wonderful. His case is three fields.
Right.
That's not a normal case either. True. He feels three brothers happened to, you know. So why didn't you say it? There's a lot of objects you have to use good or ugly for. And
what is this writing from the three fields?
It's like trying to come up with a case of Borin. And there it doesn't make sense to use Goro for that case. Sort of.
Yeah, well, it doesn't make sense.
I mean, why not? Just have three, do a girl on three fields? Or maybe they're not equal value. So you can't just have a girl on which field you get. But it doesn't make sense to split them each three ways. That's crazy also.
Yeah.
Well, that's preference, because then it would be equal. Each one gets a third or eighth three fields.
Right. And that would be perfect. That's crazy. Then everybody loses. Right.
Yeah, practically. It's better to just have one parcel of land.
Right.
If he says Goro, where is your case of Borin? That's what the Goro says, is Borin.
Right. It's a problem.
That's the last line it tells us.
Yeah, I think basically it's like this. That the question is, what is up at Trump's? Okay, so the relearns that apitrupsin means that you set up Baladinim. You have a cotton, he's not a Baladin, because he doesn't have any taina. So he needs a towing. So you get the apitrupsin and you merge him with the cotton. And now you have a full-fledged Baldin. Correct? Mm-hmm. Because you have the governor of the cotton, who has the claim, and then you have the towing, the svara of the towing. So if you merge the towing with the cotton, you have a full governor of a Baldin. So the relearn is like this, that in the case where we have Ketanim, so Bezin doesn't change its method. And it makes its judgment based on the taina of the Baladin. But where are the Baladinim? So Bezin makes Baladinim. That's the way the relearns. So there's no room for Goro. Because on the contrary, you want to come out with the din according to the Tainus. So therefore, by making Baladinim, you're creating a towing. And therefore, Bezdin will paskin based upon the tainas of the apotropsin. Mm-hmm. And Bezdin will use its usual method.
With the Yisrael were Higdil, they wouldn't use Goral themselves, so the apotropsin would.
And that's why Higdil and Yechol HaLamchos. Because they gave their tainas.
Right.
And Bezdin paskin on the tainas. And that's why it's fixed. I mean, that's the way the relearn.
Okay.
the Re was very adamant in insisting that there's no difference in the Din Torah if you have a Patripsin or if you have Gedolim. So each one gives his Taina and his Svara, and Bezdin paskens accordingly. The only thing is, with Apotripsin, Bezdin has to make a Baldin by combining the cutting with the power of a towing of the Apotripus. That's the Shita Sari.
And that's not even Lifnei Katana. They set this up as an independent from the Katana.
No, that's when you have Katana.
I'm just saying there's no Das the Katana has to share with the Toin. They just set it up as a Toin independent. He's not asking the Katana what he wants.
Well, the problem with the Katana is because he doesn't know what he wants. He doesn't know how to be Toin. So that's why you need the apotropes. Okay?
Okay.
That's really the Shita Sari. And it makes perfect sense. Because he's saying that Bezdin is acting the same way as it usually does. But over here there's no towing, so there's no Bavdin. So it creates above them, and that's the function of the upper troubles. That's the whole lengthy discourse of the Re. Where he says, Shehamidu chachomim elu upper tripsim shenasu ade bezin kemo Yisomim Atzman Lachlog below Shemas Bezin who below Garo the Bisfarosam Levad Talya Chalukah Kishnei Achim Gedolim Achokim Benichse Aviyah Shebor Kol Echod Liatzmo. Okay, Vu'adin li'yidin to give a good order. Okay. Yeah. So that's the Shita Sari. The Shita Sari is very clear. And that's why he's so lengthy, because he explains that nothing is happening here differently. That Bezdin is paskening based upon the Svaras. And that's why he uses Uborin. Bar means with birur and with svar. So you see that the chachamim can create a balden through merging an apotropos with the gavra, the cotton. That's basically Shita Sari. Okay. Is that good?
Yeah.
I think it's clear. Any questions? Now, what does Rabbi Natan say?
That's good to go.
Yeah, why does Rabbi Natan argue? It would seem like the Shita Sari is so clear. And that's why it's a Gdilu and Yechol Mumchos, because Bezdin Paskin. Yes, yeah, so I think we're a bit of Thomas saying something different. Rabbeinu Tam is saying that over here you don't have any gavra. because they're tam. And you can't make a gara through merging an apotropos with a carton. There's no such phenomenon. So what do we have here? We have a case in Bezdin, and you have no Bala Dinim. So in such a case, Bezdin takes measures. They use Shuma and Goro. In other words, Bezdin doesn't try to produce a Tamei. Because of Rabbeinu rules, you can't have such a thing. So Bezdin is literally has to be machar, has to be chotech the din without a government. So how do they do that?
No.
So what they do is they do shuma on everything, and then they do a girl. That's it.
Girl means where there's no gavra.
Exactly. There's no taina. So it might not be the best way, because really you want to have the taina of the Bala Dinim. But you can't help yourself. There are no Bala Dinim. And you can't produce Bala Dinim out of thin air. So since there are no Bala Dinim, so Bezdin simply has to act according to what is available to it. So what is available? Shuma's Bezdin. That Bezdin has a right to evaluate. And then, once they evaluate all the objects, so they're just model goro. And whoever comes out with whatever, that's the way it remains.
Is there anything to be derived from it? He says, V'chi techesuva. Why is he bringing tircha? Because it's just a matter of speech.
You see, because he holds that goro is superior to taina. Because in taina, you can always say, when the kid grows up, you can say, well, I have a better taina. But in goro, you can't say that. Because in Goro, there's a finality. It's our Pia Goro. The Goro determines arbitrarily and finally.
You can't redo it.
What's that?
Can't be redone.
Right. Can't be redone. You can't say I have a taina.
So it's a bit of chita chadin.
Because you weren't there to give a taina. So therefore, the only thing that we could use is a girl. And a girl is final. So that's why Higdilu and Yechol Munchos. Because there's no, it's not based on time. See, that's Rabbeinu Tam. So the ultimately the machlokas between the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam is simply, do I say that you create Bala Dinim and it's a regular Din Torah, or do I say no, you can't. You can't produce Bala Dinim from thin air. So Bezdin has to work without Bala Dinim. But it doesn't mean if there's no Bala Dinim that Bezdin can't function. Because take a look at Rashi, Shema Dayan, Sheshamu Nichse Lo Vilamalva, Shelo Bifne Lova, O Shelo Midaito, Mishum Dulo Havetzayas Dina. He's not there. So Bezdin has a right to be Shem, to evaluate how much it's worth. So Bezdin has a right to evaluate every item, how much it's worth. And what's the best way to decide if you don't have any taina? You decide through girl.
Mm-hmm. All right?
Yeah.
You say just in the same way, just maybe like, maybe one step, like what's there motivating the machlokas?
Okay.
Then maybe like the reholds, like the best way to make a division is to like two intelligent actors using tainos to divide the property.
All right.
Each one trying to like, you know, get their best self-interest, and then they through tainos they divide up the property, each, you know, through all the different methods. Maybe Rabbi Natan holds that that's not really better than a goro or something like that. The only reason you would do that is because people have subjective preferences of they want this particular object. And that's why, in general, achim she'echalku b'nechse avihem, you let them choose what they want. You don't do a goro because they have subjective preferences. But over here, when the yisomim, the apotropos is some random person. He's intelligent, but he's not. He doesn't prefer one thing to the other, and he doesn't know what the yisomim is going to want. So in that case, you just use like an objective thing of like a goro, and like it's just as good. Like the whole reason you achim don't do it is because they have subjective preferences of what they want. Maybe the reed just holds like that's a superior form of chalukah when you use an intelligent person using tainos to try to divide up the property.
Right. No doubt.
Right.
Because that's why he holds it. That's bureau.
Right. That's why Bezin makes a new baal dem like another.
That's right. Because they want to bring out tainos.
Right. He just holds that it's intrinsically superior method. Goro's like a b'dievet type of method.
That's correct.
Right. But the Rabbeinu Tam is beholding it. Goro's just as good. There's nothing wrong with Goro. It's just normally Achim have particular things that they want, so they choose. They don't use Goro. But over here, you don't know what they want, so might as well use a Goro.
Well, I think also Rabbeinu Tam has a problem with the idea that if you're using tainus, so why can't they be mocha later?
Because it wasn't there, they wouldn't have said that tainus again.
Right. But if it's mufka from tainus, so it's a different type of dentara. So then, the only option you have is Shuma and Goro.
Right.
Is he opting for Goro because there is no Toin, or because he wants the best Chitach Adin? That can't be disputed later.
Yeah, what are you saying?
You're just saying that it's a little different. I'm saying that the question is like tainas through intelligent people making tainas and trying to get the best thing. Is that really a superior form of chalukah? And girls really a secondary method? That's the reason. That's why in theory we make these epitropson. Rabbeinu Tam argues and holds no, that there's really two equal forms, and the only reason you ever use the idea of people making tainas is because they sometimes achim want specific portions of a chelik. So then you don't use a goro because they have subjective preferences, let them choose.
You mean we have a real bovin?
Yeah, right. Exactly, but then he knows what he wants, and then he knows the other guy knows what he wants, and let them use tainas. I want this thing, you get that thing. That makes sense because they each want different things. But by over here, the Yisomim don't know what they want, and the Abitropsin don't know what the Yisomim wants, then just do an objective thing for Shavius. Because there is no subjective preference. But you're saying different. You're saying that the question is, would you be able to overturn it? If it was based on tainas, then the Yisomim can come back later and say, that's not my taina. But if once they use Goral, then being town homes, you can't overturn it.
Right? I think that's one of the advantages of his position.
Right.
I don't think that's what it holds at all.
Okay. So that's this one, right.
In other words, to Rabbeinu Tam, it looks funny. Like, you don't really have tainus, so in lieu of tainus, you're setting up the best.
Right. Best. Right. Next best thing.
Right, exactly.
Right.
And he holds that if you don't have tainus, you have to take a whole different approach.
Right. Or Rabbi Yehuda, right. The Ri is like making up fake times almost.
He's
like
right, right, exactly. The Ri is bringing back the old Gutara.
Right.
And Rabbi Natan says that either you have Tohanim Balei Dinim or you don't.
Right.
And if you don't, then Bezin has to make recourse to its methods.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's like a Chalukah of Bezin. You don't have a Chalukah of Tohanim Balei Dinim.
Exactly.
But the Rehold, you try to recreate that idea of time and Tom. You'll look at the ideal way, and if you can recreate it through Apotropos, you should do that.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, it's a nice machlokes.
Right. It's like hard to know. There's like a lot of different points of what they could. Do you know what I mean? Like what, why one likes the other. It's not clear what the...
Right.
Right. But Rehold doesn't quite tell you.
That's correct. They don't quite tell you. They just make it clear that the question is whether it's a regular dentara with tinus, and they try and they base it on the Russian bureau. So that's why Rabbi Tom shows you that bureau doesn't necessarily mean that. Like bureau halakim.
Right. Right, it definitely seems like Rabbeinu Tam thinks that Goral is superior in this case because he's like accusing like the real, like Bezin being lazy. Like, why are you being lazy here? Goral's the better method.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah, that's, you mean where he says V'chitri Chusa?
Right.
Mm, this is my question.
Right, I mean, he's holding Goral's better.
Right.
And then you're just being lazy. But it seems like the Ri's holding originally that the Tainus is the best way to divide up a portion of Chalukah.
So what does the Ri recant?
Why does he? Rabbeinu Tam's powerful personality.
Wow. It seems like it's more effort to do the Tainus than Goral. Why does he say
being
late? Why does he say being late?
Well, that's exactly Rabbeinu Tam's point. No, no, the Tainus? No, no, no.
Tainus more.
Well, it's subjective. I want this, you take that.
No, but Tainus is you have to make arguments. You have to make efforts. Goral, you throw it up in the air, however it lands.
Well, you have to do a shuma.
Of an evaluation.
To evaluate everything, and then you have to, right, exactly. If it's just Tainus, then I take this, you take that.
That's what I'm saying, so that's not lazy. But
the Goral. It's easier to do Tainus.
If the house of Goral work, would be do shuma.
You have to evaluate everything.
And then?
And then you have to start drawing lots on that. You have to start evaluating how much everything's worth.
As opposed to letting each guy take
each guy, let each guy go for his best. Each guy represents somebody, and then he chooses and he tries to take his best. It's much more intuitive. It's like an intuitive approach. It's much easier.
I see one being more effort than the other, though. I mean, the other way to time is the same thing. You're going to have to say, well, I want this because this is worth this, and you know what I mean? You're still going to have to evaluate it. To make the tinus.
Right.
Not like you're going to get away without evaluating things.
So is Rabbeinu Tam saying you can't create a toin? Or just that the goral is optimal? Rabbeinu Tam, is he saying you can't make a toin? Or that just goral is optimal?
I know. He can't. It doesn't work, you mean. It's like fake. It's fake. I mean, the toin has to come from the essence himself, and he can't make it.
Yeah, the toin has to be a toin of the real Bezin.
So what does Tikkun come in terms of? That should be the reasoning. You fabricating Tohanim over here. Not a Tikkun issue.
What's that?
His point should have been that you're fabricating a Tohanim, not that the Tikkun.
Oh, you don't know what his point exactly is.
Yeah, it's hard to know.
He doesn't say.
Right. I guess that's the Ri's biggest chiddush, no? That you're creating
you can see from his arguments.
The Ri himself, right?
Yeah, that's his biggest chiddush.
The Maka on the Yisrael.
Exactly.
Right, and can you really do this?
Now, what's the case of good order?
Can there be in town? Or just in general?
In general.
Yeah, that's it's something you can't do chaluk on. So, but you want to do chalukah, one shittif wants to. So he tells the other guy, either you keep it and pay me, or I'll keep it and pay you for the other half. So but there, I guess you can't. You have to use a svara or something. You have to use. You have to give the other guy options. Like the nature of the din is, you give the guy an option which one he wants.
Yeah.
So that can't work with a.
So that can't work with a girl.
Girl, yeah.
I guess that's what he's saying.
I think also, Susan.
But then what's he? But then he also use the apotropos in that case.
He used apotropos.
I know that. I just don't understand why he doesn't say born in the first that case. That's the one thing that bothers me. Why does he have to come up with the Fields case?
No, because Borin means in most cases. Most cases not good.
I know, but most cases not going to be three fields. And
that's true. But he holds that even by three fields, you could use Lush and Borin.
Right. You think even by Goral, you have Borin also.
Right. That's right, because you Borer that which you're going to put on the. Put up to the girl.
Right, I mean what the portions are.
Well, what the portions are.
I understand. I mean, so Borin has to be going the general method, but he's just saying Goral, you always have to use Borer because what are the Chalakim?
That's correct.
Right. I mean, it's not always obvious what the different portions that you should draw the lots on.
Right.
It's true. Right, I understand. And to limit Borin to the case of Goralgo, then the Mishnah, the Brisa shouldn't be bringing down that as the prior method of Borin. He's saying since Goral always has to have Brera to begin with to choose how to divide up the portions, then that's.
That's right, that's why Borin is appropriate.
Right, Borin Shat Shapur Begoral. I see. Because the prior method is Goral, and Borin is a Lashon of Goral also.
Right, that's true. Yeah, it's an interesting machlokes. It's a broad machlokes.
What is it?
In other words, it's a machlokes in whether you have a, whether Bezin always paskins the same way. And they have to create Baladinim. Mm-hmm. Or whether Bezdin makes recourse, when there's no Baladin, Bezdin makes recourse to its other methods. And that explains more why it's final.
But which one explains why it's final?
Goral. Goral.
Because it's not a method of time.
It's not going.
It's not totally in time. It's final.
Mm-hmm. According to the Re, what do you think is since the Apotropos is Makom Yisomim, then they can't be Mocha because it's as if they themselves did it? It's like.
According to the Re,
he ends off this whole thing. He says, "The Mahanya Chalukas Apotropos Legamri Velo Yuchalim Chos Kishigdalu."
Right.
At the end of his like whole, after he explains his whole Achim Shig, right?
His argument.
Right, but maybe it's because since it's the Makom the Achim, so then it's like they can't be Mohats as if they made the Tanya themselves.
That's right, because Bezin made their Balvin.
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty clear. The really, really clarifies what the Machlokes is.
The Svar of the Reed makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, beautiful. Now, the whole Machlokes is beautiful, but it's really a creative idea of the Reed. Not sure why he conceded, but all right. Anyways, I gotta run. I gotta go to class.
Okay. Thank you.